State softball championships continued yesterday with semifinal action in all five classes. In 1A, it was Akron Westfield defeating Don Bosco 1-0. Newell Fonda beat New London by a 1-0 final as well. In the 2A semis, Trainer posting a 1-0 win over AGWSR as Jennifer Owens singled in the game's only run with two outs in the fourth inning to give second-ranked Trainer a spot in the state championship game. It was as close as Trainer coach Joel and Travis expected.
When you come to state tournament, you know you're going to see the best teams. So yes, we had, you know, there's a few mistakes made on both sides. We got lucky on a hit at the right time, and our defense made a couple plays that help us, you know, get this win that we needed.
The Cardinals are now a victory away from their second consecutive state title.
We're not the same team that we were last year. We have some different wrinkles, different personality. I would say our last two wins have been really based on character. I think that they've worked through the situations. And not necessarily, you know, we're not killing the ball. We're playing okay defense. Madison's pitching well. But I just think it's guts, you know, guts and grind going through.
Travis says that attitude is one of the biggest strengths of her team.
We've had a lot of success in sports through the years, and we just try to draw on that and keep that tradition, keep that pride going.
Well, they did yesterday, 1-0, Trainer beating AGWSR to advance to the 2A title game. They'll face Durant in the championship. They beat Ridgeview 6-0. In 3A semis, Bondurant Farrar moves on with a 3-2 eight-inning win over Sergeant Bluff Luton, while Clark outslugged New Hampton 17-8. In 4A semis, it was Dallas Center Grimes over Indianola 10-3. Carlisle outscored Washington 11-9. In the 5A semis, it was Dowling Catholic shutting out Ankeny 5-0. And Johnston and Ottumwa have to come back this morning and finish it off. That game suspended last night with rain and storms in the area. They were hoping just to delay the game for a while, but the rain and storms were expected to go into the early morning hours, so they postponed the rest of the contest. It's suspended. They'll pick it up at 9:30 this morning. Johnston has a 3-0 lead at game in the third inning, as Johnston and Ottumwa will rough this pick up from that point this morning. Now, today's schedule, aside from that Johnston-Ottumwa finish, includes the championship and runner-up games in each class. The third-place game in 1A has Don Bosco facing Newell Fonda this morning. The championship, Akron-Westfield against New London. In 2A, the third-place game is AGWSR versus Ridgeview, while Trainer will play Durant at 12:15 this afternoon for the 2A title. In 3A, the third-place game features Sergeant Bluff Luton against New Hampton. The title contest has Bondurant Farrar battling Clark. That's at 2:30. Third place in Class 4A has Indianola facing Washington. The championship in 4A at 4:45 this afternoon has Dallas Center Grimes battling Carlisle. And the 5A title game tonight will be at 7 o'clock. Dowling Catholic will play the winner of today's Johnston-Ottumwa matchup. Ankeny will face off against the loser of that game in the third place contest at Fort Dodge. Well, in Major League Baseball, Lance Lynn allowed one run over seven innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals scored three times in the third in a 3-1 win over the Philadelphia Phillies last night. Matt Carpenter, John Jay, and Matt Adams drove in runs for the Cardinals, who have won 9 of 7. St. Louis has the most wins in the majors at 62, and they're a season-high 25 games over 500. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Atlanta 7-4, Washington over Pittsburgh 9-7, San Diego beat Milwaukee 10-8, Miami over Colorado 5-3, Arizona beat Chicago 3-1, and it was Cincinnati over L.A. 5-2. In the American League, Jeremy Guthrie pitched six solid innings, and Billy Butler homered as the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 7-1. The Royals, who limped into the All-Star break with five consecutive defeats, went 5-2 on their homestand against the Orioles and the AL Central division-leading Detroit Tigers. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the Yankees beat Texas 2-0. It was the White Sox over Detroit 7-4, Toronto 4-0 over Houston. The Angels beat Oakland 8-3, Seattle over Minnesota 8-2, and Tampa Bay at Boston was rained out. In Pacific Coast League baseball, the Iowa Cubs beat New Orleans 4-3, while Omaha knocked off Oklahoma City in 12 innings 2-1. In other baseball news, Alex Rodriguez's already strained relationship with the New York Yankees hit another low when he pushed to be activated from the disabled list on Friday. The team refused, so he had a lawyer join into the discussion of his injury rehabilitation. Already a target of Major League Baseball's drug investigation, the third baseman angered the Yankees when he obtained a second medical opinion on his strained left quadriceps this week without informing the team in writing. That's a step required by the sport's collective bargaining agreement. The Yankees intend to discipline him, most likely with a fine. The three-time AL MVP, who turns 38 on Saturday, has been sidelined since hip surgery in January. The Chicago Cubs pulled Alfonso Soriano from the lineup last night, and manager Dale Swaim said a trade to send the outfielder to the New York Yankees was about 99% done. The Yankees and the Cubs need to work out financial aspects of Soriano's rich contract. That deal expected to be approved this morning. Soriano took a red eye to New York to join up with the Yankees last night. The Philadelphia Phillies have put All-Star Dominic Brown on the 7-day concussion disabled list. The outfielder hit his head on the ground while trying to make a diving catch in Tuesday's game. He leads the Phillies with 24 homers and 69 RBIs. The Oakland Athletics have placed veteran catcher John Jaso on the 7-day concussion disabled list. Stephen Voit was called up from AAA Sacramento. Atlanta Braves pitcher Tim Hudson is out for the rest of the season with a broken right ankle. He suffered that gruesome injury in Wednesday night's win over the Mets in New York. The team says Hudson will have season-ending surgery in Atlanta once that swelling subsides. Hall of Famer George Brett is stepping down from his on-field job as Kansas City's interim hitting coach. He'll return to the Royals front office, where he's served as vice president of baseball operations since he retired as a player after the 1993 season. Brett called his stint as Royals hitting coach a tremendous experience for me, breaking down for a few seconds before he added, "It was special." The St. Louis Cardinals recalled Mark Zepchinski from AAA Memphis on Thursday, giving them three left-handed relievers. Rookie right-hander Carlos Martinez was optioned to Memphis. The 27-year-old Zepchinski was demoted to the minors April 29th, and he was 1-2 with a .307 earned run average at Memphis, while limiting left-handed hitters to a .185 batting average. Zepchinski appeared in 70 games with St. Louis last season. The 21-year-old Martinez was the organization's minor league pitcher of the month in June. He's among their top prospects for a future rotation spot. He has a .556 earned run average in 10 games, covering 11 and a third innings with St. Louis. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In football news, Eric Berry didn't even allow a question about last season to be asked before cutting off the inquiring mind, and there's no way he was going to relive that nightmare. Instead, the Pro Bowl safety spoke optimistically about what the Kansas City Chiefs can accomplish this season under a new head coach. Berry thinks the pieces are in place for a quick turnaround from a 2-14 record a year ago to a team with playoff aspirations. Berry was among the veteran players who checked into training camp Thursday on the campus of Missouri Western State University. They joined rookies, quarterbacks, and selected veterans who were able to get a head start over the past few days. The Chiefs' first full squad workout is set for today. A group of Kansas City Chiefs fans is organizing an effort to break the world record for the loudest roar at a sports stadium sometime in the upcoming NFL season. The group calls itself Terrorhead Returns and says Guinness Book of World Records officials have given final approval for the record attempt, though no date has been set. Organizers say the effort is an attempt to unify the local fan base and revive Arrowhead Stadium's reputation as one of the loudest venues in the NFL. The effort follows a dismal season in which the Chiefs finished 2-14, dealt with the suicide of linebacker Jovan Belcher outside the stadium, and saw the firings of head coach Romeo Crennel and general manager Scott Pioli. Pro Bowl quarterback Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons have agreed to terms on a 5-year contract extension. A person familiar with the deal says Ryan's extension is for $103.75 million, with $59 million guaranteed. The 28-year-old Ryan is entering the sixth and final season of his original rookie contract. He'll earn a $10 million salary. The Green Bay Packers have signed their top draft pick, defensive end Dayton Jones out of UCLA. He was the 26th overall pick. The Minnesota Vikings have signed all three of their first-round draft picks, Florida defensive tackle Sharif Floyd, Florida State cornerback Xavier Rhodes, and Tennessee receiver Cordarrelle Patterson. Denver's top draft pick, Sylvester Williams, signed a four-year $7.6 million deal, completing an unlikely path from 19-year-old factory worker to NFL riches at 24. Williams' deal includes a $3.9 million signing bonus and another $2.2 million in guarantees. The Oakland Raiders have signed first-round pick cornerback DJ Hayden. That move assures that the entire 10-player draft class will be on hand when practice starts today. The Indianapolis Colts have cut tight end Wesley Saunders 1 week after he was suspended by the NFL for 8 games for violating the performance-enhancing drugs policy. The Dallas Cowboys say their billion-dollar complex will be renamed AT&T Stadium as part of a multi-year deal with the telecommunications giant. In making the announcement, team owner Jerry Jones says he wants this building to be more familiar than the White House. Alabama's penalized director of football operations Joe Panunzio for his role in the Miami scandal while he was a member of the Hurricane staff. That's according to a person familiar with the situation. Alabama said the staffer received no raise or contract extension for 1 year, wasn't allowed to communicate with recruits for 90 days, and had to attend an NCAA regional rules seminar. And in golf, Brandon Steele's 7-under par 65 has him atop the leaderboard after the first round of the Canadian Open. That gives him a one-shot lead over Matt Kuchar, Scott Brown, and Scott Gardner. Hunter Mahan is 2 shots back just 4 days after faltering in the final round of the British Open with a 75 as he tied for 9th in that event. Gene Sowers has the lead after the opening round of the Champions Tour Senior British Open. He shot a first-round 3-under 67. That's good for a one-shot lead over Frankie Minoza, David Frost, Bernard Langer, and Peter Senior. This is the last of the Champions Tour's 5 major events this year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.